Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Monday. December 15, if you could believe it, year of our Lord 20 and 25. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:09 and change. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because our president actually works to help the American people. It's also the place where the brave, like veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga, men we've lost this year, but honor as they deserve, like Joseph Grega, Scranton, John Stope, Hilldale section of Plains Township, Raymond Witzak, Wilkes-Barre, John Miarecki, Scranton, William Kelchner, Berwick, Joseph Perillo, Wilkes-Barre, and E. Rube Ryder, Glen Rock, Wyoming. The United States of America, founded with the certain knowledge and understanding by our amazing, incredible, irreplaceable founding fathers. That government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Well, yeah, they lie a lot, but and they're all left-wingers, I get it, but we know better, and they're free to do it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Well, this Bob Cordaro Show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, with that essential preamble dispensed with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning, because we're committed to common sense in it, and then it just happens. So here we are. A crazy weekend, news-wise. It's quite astonishing. They had that attack at Brown University. Man. Then we heard about Rob Reiner being murdered in his home, he and his wife. The implication, although they haven't stated it, the implication is that it was his son who's had some mental health and drug issues, stabbed to death. We had this lunatics, Islamists in Australia attacking Jews celebrating Hanukkah. Odd to say immediately after mentioning that story, but happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. Started last night. Crazy. There is true evil in the world. Never tell yourself that there isn't. And the left always tells us there isn't. And then this happens. Now, are they going to talk about gun control for Rob Reiner's murder? I mean, the sickos will find a way. And actually, if someone at Brown had a weapon, they could have fended this animal off. Now, I've heard the reports, but I didn't get to confirm it, that in point of fact, the person who saved us from more carnage in Australia, Bondi Beach, was a Muslim. So I want you to notice, and I try to be careful, I am critical of Islamists, not Muslims. We will find out. We'll find out. Hey, on a local note, I'm sure they're nice people, but the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association put up a hometown hero sign for Joe Biden, who was never in the military. He had multiple deferments. And now he's up on a utility pole as though he served our country. And I would tell you, he served himself exceptionally well, himself and his family. He didn't serve this country. And it's not just my absolute hatred of Biden and all he stood for and all the damage he did. I wouldn't want one for Trump either. They weren't in the military. What is the hometown hero banner for? And I don't care if it was peacetime service. I don't care when the service was. I don't care if they were a cook. They served this country. And I guess we should bring out what they have posted outside of the Bloomsburg American Legion when we talk about having a disgusting disgrace like Joe Biden on one of those beautiful hometown heroes banners. What does the Bloomsburg American Legion say? Well, what is a veteran? And I add words. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime. is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. When did Joe Biden ever do that? And by the way, Green Ridge Neighborhood Association, what did he do for this area? I really want to know. What did he do? Nobody can tell me what he did for Scranton. Yeah, the silence on that question continues. And it was the same mentality. You read it in the newspaper, okay? The headline was written in the Citizen's Voice. Well, maybe Citizen's Voice or Tribune. It doesn't matter, Scranton Times Tribune. They're all just disgustingly awful newspapers. It says, public servant seeks congressional nod. Now, our executive producer, Mr. Paul, turned me on to this outrage, which continues. Like this, just like Joe Biden, a public servant. He got paid for everything he did. And then he stole for himself and his family and used his influence to get them jobs, contracts, in the tens of millions of dollars. He got all the glory and the accolades. I know I'll mangle it because I don't have it in front of me, but there's a Bible verse saying, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing when you're giving alms, helping the poor. Do it silently. Don't tell anyone. Well, Joe Biden got all the conceivable accolades you could get. He got paid every inch of the way. And by the way, so did this person who's running against Dan Muser. Oh, Lord. And I guaranteed a left winger. She's going to run against Dan Muser. Well, let's hope her political career ends up on the ash heap of history, local history, just as the previous ones. Yeah, somebody says, Bob, next time you'll see a hometown hero banner for Paige Cognetti. It's unbelievable. And by the way, I had veterans of all stripes, some of whom even told me, well, I voted for Biden. I'm not proud of it, but I voted for him. That old line, because I'm a Democrat. And he does not deserve to have a hometown hero banner. He's not a hometown hero. He's not and never was a member of the military. Crime, speaking of Paige Cognetti, continues in Scranton. Lee reminding me that a 16-year-old was shot on Friday in West Scranton. Scary, scary stuff. Awful, awful stuff. And crime has hiked up since the left-wing lunatic has been the mayor. And I've heard tell of her handcuffing the cops because, remember, criminals, in her mind, are oppressed and reacting to oppression. They're victims. That's her line. My word. Sorry about the people killed in Australia, the Reiners out in Los Angeles, the young people at Brown University. Sad, sad, sad. And, of course, this young 16-year-old girl. 16-year-old girl killed in Scranton. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. Then a little history, a little music. And then you at 570-883-0098 to call or to text. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I play this in memory of my friend John Bamford, passed away over the weekend. Old buddy. That was Alexandra Burke, Hallelujah, 2008 on The X Factor. And again, for my friend John Bamford, who we lost over the weekend. He deserved to have the whole thing played. We'll be right back. Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, dutifully presented by our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group. And today we feature Eastern Roofing Systems, the premier roofing contractor for industrial, commercial, institutional across the Eastern Seaboard. Headquartered in Jessup, they bring all of that expertise, all that buying power to do the roof on your small building or your home. Eastern Roofing Systems. Joseph Grega. He was from Opelika, Alabama. Born in Scranton. He died in Columbus, Georgia, following a head injury, September 4th. He survived by his wife, Millie, brothers, daughters, granddaughters, a grandson, and sons. 1965 Dunmore High School graduate. He studied English at the University of Scranton before enlisting in the United States Air Force. He served as a captain, flying B-52s in the Vietnam War. He received the Silver Star and the Purple Heart after his aircraft was struck by a surface-to-air missile near Hanoi, December 18, 1972. Despite injuries aboard, he completed the mission and landed safely in friendly territory. Joe loved books, collecting more than 6,000. He was also known for piloting his car to the alarm of passengers. A Mahavana Buddhist, he devoted his life to service, compassion, and helping others. His curiosity, kindness, and generosity leave a lasting legacy. Joseph Grega. John Stope, he was 86 when we lost him Thanksgiving Day this past November 27th. Born and raised in the Hilldale section of Plains Township, he moved to Mechanicsburg 5 years ago to be closer to his children. He graduated from Plains High School in 1956, attended King's College as well. He then enlisted in the Army and spent 3 years in Germany working radio communications. He returned home, and in October of 63, he met Marianne Mariucci. They became best friends, and she was his love for the rest of his life. They married in 1965 and spent 60 wonderful years together. In 1968, they welcomed their only child, a daughter, Lynn D. He worked for Sardoni Construction, then Metropolitan Wire. He made candy on the side with his wife, Marianne, and his parents, starting John L. Stope Candies in 1946. This turned into a full-time career for all of them until they sold the business in 2012. John was a member of St. Francis Cabrini Church, Wyoming, former member of the Plains Lions Club and the Hilldale Sportsman Club. He's survived by his loving wife, Marianne, his daughter, Lindy Bender, his son-in-law, and his granddaughter, John L. Stope. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, cloudy skies with a chance of afternoon snow showers, 24 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 12. Tuesday, sunny skies, high 30. Wednesday, cloudy and milder, 42 degrees. Navy guy says, Bob, it's actually a sad song about brokenness and lost love. Now, I guess he's referring to Hallelujah, Bulldog. Is that what you think? I don't know. Well, Navy guy, clarify this now. Somebody else, Bob, the Australian Prime Minister, has guaranteed the safety of Jewish people there, but I believe him as much as I do Bill and Hillary Clinton. Well, I guess that's not much, huh? Cabinet guy, between her, between Paige Cognetti and Shapiro, crime and gun violence is down. Well, no, it's not. And it never is. It never is. Now, someone texted in as an FYI that the 16-year-old may have been a self-inflicted. I haven't followed up on that, but thanks for mentioning it. Would be a big difference, wouldn't it? Yeah, so, I don't know, like, we're hearing, and you've got to believe what the Islamists are saying. They're saying that they're going to conquer all other religions. They're saying they're going to take the country over. And this is from leaders. This is from imams. This is from all kinds of people. Crazy. My friend T. Bell says, John Bamford was my father's good friend at St. Paul's, 1960. And that John Bell had sold him his home on Penn Avenue. Yeah, John Bamford. Thanks, T. Bell, for checking in on that. Hey, Mother Teresa for today. Let's get to it because I sometimes will forget. And also, as we continue to think about our friend John, Mother Teresa for December 15th. She said, St. Joseph knew when Mary became pregnant that this was not his child. He saw that she was pregnant, but didn't know how. If he had gone to the high priest, she would have been stoned to death. Do you see the charity and thoughtfulness of St. Joseph? If we have the same kind of charity and thoughtfulness toward each other, our families will become the abode of the Most High. How beautiful our families will become where there is total thoughtfulness for others. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, for today. And always poignant, and thank you, Mary Regina. Mr. Paul texts in, he goes, that disgraceful Biden hometown hero banner must come down. It's a dishonor to all the others. Yep. It's so disappointing. Why would they think this? And I will say this, because I am certain it's true. Trump did not serve in the military. And if someone tried to put up a hometown hero banner for Trump, they would go out of their minds. Yet this disgraceful scumbag gets a hometown hero banner? Wow. Really dumb, Green Ridge Neighborhood Association. Really dumb. We'll take a break and be back. Johnny Cash. Folsom Prison Blues. They released it this day, 1955, Murph told me. Hey, I hope you had a good weekend. I had a great one. Friday night, we went to see, first we went to Atera, 519, with the Pettinatos and the Paluchis. Great meal, great, everything was just, it was fabulous. I mean, it was fabulous. I love that atmosphere. Sir, the whole package was awesome. And then we went downstairs to Sergei's for the first half of it, for this show. My old friend Chris DiMatteo did Sinatra. And Kenny McGraw and the Brass and Ivory Band featuring Paul Rostock, who happened to have been Frank Sinatra Jr.'s bass player for 4 decades and was close to the whole family. Well, they put on a show. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And not to be outdone, they brought this beautiful young girl by the name of Nicole Rasmus up. She's a local girl. And she did Patsy Cline and Connie Francis. And this music does predate me, much of it, most of it. But it was, it was just incredible because it's timeless. The music was great. The whole package. What a blast. That was Friday night. And Saturday night, our friend Jeff Saleo was in town. And so we got to go to Regnacci's. So we got to hang around with Murph behind the bar. Mr. Paul was there. And, of course, Jeff. It was just total fun. My friend Joe Tomko was there. It was just really fun. Oh, so good night Saturday night. And then and during this whole process, my son Bobby came home. He's moved back to the east from Denver, so he's gonna live with Cutie and I for a little while he's looking. And he brought his old English bulldog, and of course I have my bull mastiff, and they had quite a dynamic. And that's what it was the whole weekend fun. Bloomberg Money Minute, because my Bicardo's watch says 9:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Robert Michael, Christmas lights on Church Street, and that's Church Street in Jessup. He was a Jessup and is a Jessup native. Bob Cadaro, back with you on the program here, the December 15th edition. Somebody takes it. Bob, watch The First Christmas, narrated by Kevin Costner. It can be found on Hulu. Very good. An historical account of the birth of Christ, LTS. LTS back at you. Thank you for that info. Another, Bob, the banner is so Mayor Many Faces can get him here again, meaning Joe Biden, and campaign for against Rob, and he will donate to her campaign run. Unreal. We have signs and streets after this horrible person, and we got nothing out of it. LTS. I know it. Nothing. Nothing. Another text in. Hello, Bob. All Muslims and non-Bible-believing people need to leave our country. Until 1967. Most Muslim nations were not allowed into the USA because you never let someone who's diametrically opposed to the Bible and is what our nation was formed from. It's idiocy, and it's being done by elites to destroy the country, Jim in Bloomsburg. I can't disagree with you. But you always have to point out, however, that the vast majority of Muslims, although they ain't speaking up, are not part of this Islamist cabal that wants to take over the country. It just has to be pointed out each time. By the way, my man Nikki D sends in this, the best quote ever. It said, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught to fear is his victim. It goes right to foreign policy. They must be taught to fear the United States. All right, let's sneak Bill from Pittston in. Bill, how are you, friend?
Doing good. I'll tell you, I want to thank you for having those authors that, with Matt Birkvick. That was just fascinating.
And I was so happy you came. It was good to be with you.
Well, it was a blast, and I'm looking forward to the next one you pull off, because that was fascinating, the conversation and just everything they brought into it. So thank you for doing that.
Our girl, Tori, here at the station, she works for all the stations, but she put it together, so it was nice, yeah.
Well, reason I called, I guess you know, Rob Reiner is allegedly murdered by his son.
Yeah.
I saw an interview or heard an interview. I think it might have been Stern in 2016. They were releasing, they're talking about releasing a film, Reiner and his son, Nick. He had been in and out of rehab since he was 15 years old and had troubles before that and was just more than a handful. And but he decided to pull, get his act together, and he had another guy wrote a screenplay and showed it to Rob Reiner. And then, of course, they made the film Being Charlie, I think it was called. It bombed at the box office. But it was about him, Nick, and his relationship to Rob.
Yeah.
And like I said, it bombs. But if you look at pictures, like, you know, a picture, you know, can give you 1,000 words. I'll tell you, this picture speaks volumes because they got their arms around each other, but it's at a distance. It looks like it's painful for them to touch one another. So I really wasn't surprised to learn that this poor kid that, you know, eaten up with drugs that's warping his mind may have killed his father and mother.
Well, you know, you think about it, it is such an incredible tragedy. You're watching yourself and your wife be stabbed by your own son. You know, the last minutes, that I would not wish that on anyone. The last minutes of their lives had to be complete horror. Your kid is trying to kill you. It could not be much worse than that. Not a much worse way to go. Man.
Yes. And you know, the sad thing, well, Rob Reiner didn't shrink away from saying controversial stuff. I believe when Rush Limbaugh died, he said something, "I'm glad that big fat pig is dead," something along those lines.
Really, well, he horrendous. Was an ass. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, nobody. Ugh, wow.
Nobody your deserves
own,
it.
Your own kid. Hey, we got to go, my horrific. Man, because I always got to look at my Bicardo's watch. But
yeah, I saw that on your wrist. I was going to lift it the other day.
Yeah, but thank you for coming, and always a pleasure to talk with you.
Pleasure's mine. Thanks.
All right, man. We'll take a break because my Bicardo Jewelers watch says 10:01. We'll be back after the news, and you know what? It's Monday, so it's Monday Musings.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.